Good evening and welcome to the Gnostic Waves Show, the program dedicated to all things mystical, physical and psychological. My name is Diana Azam and tonight I'm joined by my fellow Gnostic instructor from Portland, Oregon, Carly Samish. Hello, Carly.
Hi, Diana.
I invited Carly tonight to help me continue with the Zodiacal series, as we now find ourselves in Libra. And given that my sun sign is Libra, which you may or may not have known, I thought it would be better to have Carly, with all her expertise in astrology, to give a more objective outlook of the sign. So, Carly, could you tell our listeners all about the weird and wacky world of Libra?
Definitely, yes. Libra is, it's a really interesting sign because it is the midpoint of the zodiac cycle. So we find a seasonal change in Libra of the autumn equinox, with the change of seasons from summer into fall. And we also find the midpoint of the zodiac, since the zodiac starts in the spring with Aries and goes through a certain process throughout that time. And then in Libra, it starts to shift. So it's a very interesting sign. And I'm going to just start with a few quotes from the Zodiacal Course by Samael and Vior regarding Libra. And this is particularly related to the balance aspect of Libra. So he says, "We must learn how to look at the alternatives of pleasure and pain, of profit and loss, with indifference. The Bhagavad Gita states, when the mind is led by the wandering of the senses, then it carries away the soul, like the wind, a ship on the water. And the Sutta Nipata teaches, kill sensation, see equally pleasure and pain, profit and loss, victory and defeat. The natives of Libra must intensely live the former paragraphs in order to transcend pain. The natives of Libra are very skillful in everything, but suffer much in love, since their love affairs in life are as unstable as the scale." Okay, so that maybe ended on a little bit slightly pessimistic note, but in general, he is speaking about that sense of the scales of Libra, the balance, and that is really the main theme with this sign. And so Libra means scales, in I believe it is the Latin term, the scales. And it's interesting because it's the only zodiac sign that's actually represented by an object, like a mechanical object. So all the other signs are animals or people, like, or even some kind of like a mythological animal. But Libra is the only one that's actually like a machine. You know, a scale is technically a machine. So that sort of, I guess, sort of emphasizes in a way that aspect of Libra that can be sort of detached. And it is an air sign, and air signs sometimes have that quality of detachment, and really trying to just use the mind and use some logic to try to arrive at a balanced viewpoint. Libra is very concerned with having things be balanced in every respect. So finding justice, kind of in the sense of the law, making sure that, you know, everything is fair and equal and just in the sense of the law. And also just the sense of balance that can be very beautiful. So it's ruled by the planet Venus, which has everything to do with harmonization, beauty, elegance, and Venus, Libra having that influence can also just find a balance in just beauty. So often we see that, like, what can make a piece of music or a piece of art really beautiful, or what strikes us as beautiful, is having harmonized colors, harmonized tones, things that are balanced, and that is definitely the Venus influence, and Libra natives often are blessed with that sort of artistic, elegant touch. And so Libra, so it's an air sign in the cardinal mode, and I want to explain a little bit what cardinal means, because I think sometimes it's a word that people are not familiar with, or will hear that the sign is that a given astrology sign is cardinal or it's fixed or it's mutable, and I want to just explain that for a second. So cardinal is a force that is initiating, that means it begins. And it's one of the three primary forces. There's always something initiating and something that is sustaining, which is the fixed, that's the astrology term fixed, and then something that is destroying or transforming. So each of the four elements manifests in one of these four forces. And so Libra is the sign that is the air sign in the initiating aspect. It is initiating, yeah, so it's the first air sign in the cycle. And then the next air sign is Aquarius, which is the fixed sign. So we start to have some of the air qualities, such as intelligence and non-attachment or detachment, objectivity, but it can be a little bit more fixed in the ideas. And then Gemini is the mutable air sign, so it's just very, very changeable, and yeah, just very mutable. So Libra is just that first sense of the air sign of starting to bring an intelligent detachment to things. Okay, so I hope that gives a little bit more understanding of what cardinal means, and just to know that in the 12 signs of the zodiac, it's because each of those four elements are going through that process of being able to manifest in a way that begins and in a way that sustains and in a way that changes or destroys. And that's why the zodiac is that cycle of something that is complete. Okay, so right now the sun is in the sign of Libra, and it entered in around September 22nd, September 21st, 22nd, which is also the time of the autumn equinox. And when the sun is in a particular sign, then we here on Earth will be more prone to the influences of that sign. And we can see that with the patterns of the seasons and the weather and maybe the typical ways that people in traditional societies would maybe do the harvest. So, for example, as the sun is going through Leo, just I'll start there. So in the northern hemisphere, that's the time when the sun is the hottest. And so it's that time of just the end of summer and that last burst of growth, and everything is just really basking in the sun. And then in Virgo, the sign of the Virgin, the earth sign, that's the time of the harvest traditionally. So that end of summer, very beginning of autumn is traditionally the time of the harvest. And we enter into Libra with the changing of the seasons in the very beginning of the preparation of the days getting shorter and darker again in the northern hemisphere and entering into winter. And I know it's different in the southern hemisphere, but the Western astrology developed in the northern hemisphere, so it's sort of based on that cycle, but it's still an axis point, so it's still the change of the seasons regardless of what hemisphere, and that's very much the keynote of Libra, the axis point, that fulcrum that the scales moves back and forth on and trying to find balance. And so the equinox comes and we have the equal length of day and night. And we have that change of the season from the really warm days or, the days still kind of lingering with warmth, and then it's starting to be cold. So this is also a time of the year where often people will catch a cold or get a little bit sick, just because the body is sort of in summer mode, and then now it's switching into the beginning of maybe like darker days and a little bit more of a hibernation, and so sometimes the body takes a second to catch up and gets a little cold sometimes. So it's interesting. So all of the other cardinal signs, they also occur at the pivotal times of the year on the equinoxes and the solstices, and yeah, and that's just like another interesting thing to look at the pattern throughout the year about when Aries comes in the spring equinox and what changes are happening then, and Libra here in the autumn equinox. Okay, so I want to talk just a little bit about sort of balance in general, and this idea of Libra trying to find balance between the opposites, as as Master Samael was saying, like pleasure and pain, profit and loss, victory and defeat. And what does it mean to find the balance of that. And I think what's good to understand is that achieving balance is always an active process. So there's always a level of activity. It's not that we work so hard and we finally achieve balance and then everything is just completely stable and like doesn't move. Like everything in life is always moving, everything in our body is always moving. And so like a balancing act. We've probably heard that term, like a balancing act. Like we're always, going from one extreme to the other in a way. And but what does it feel like to feel balanced? And it's, well, we can discover that in meditation. We'll do a meditation practice, but I think meditation is a really wonderful opportunity to feel a sense of balance because we have to relax and be in the moment, but we have to be alert, and we have to be alert as, everything that is constantly changing and the pressure of our consciousness that comes through in the meditation is its own sort of force. And so we maintain the balance in the meditation between relaxation and our alertness or concentration, but there's a kind of activity there. We don't just kind of fall asleep into it. We don't become completely like so passive that we don't maintain that alertness in the practice. So hopefully that explains it. But another example is just in the body in general. For the physical body to maintain health is a process of what is called homeostasis. So homeostasis is just the mechanism that the body has to always want to be in balance in terms of like the internal temperature, in terms of the balance of fluids and water and digestion and just everything. All the really complex mechanisms within the body are always geared towards homeostasis. And so when there is stress on the body or the introduction of some kind of pathogen, what the body does is it tries to reach homeostasis. And so sometimes our various diseases or illnesses or discomforts are actually part of the body trying to find balance. So that's part of what I'm trying to say of there's balance is an activity. Achieving balance is an activity. And so what is our relationship with having balance and to not swing so much to one side or the other, but to also know that there's never going to be a place of just perfect static resting in life. We're always moving and always trying to achieve balance within that.
That's interesting, Carly, because I think about the extremes that one goes through in that intense activity and then intense repose or relaxation, and finding that balance can sometimes be tricky.
Yes, yeah, definitely. And I think it's kind of just the way life is in a way. And when we can let go of a concept of what a balanced life would be, I think we can find it in smaller ways in the moment and bring a sense of centeredness to the pendulum swing or the scales moving back and forth in our lives. Yeah, so that's certainly one of the lessons of Libra, finding that center point, that still point, and being okay with the just the movement and the possible imbalances that occur in our lives.
All right, fantastic. Well, let's go to a short music break and then we'll continue on with the topic of Libra. And we're back on the Gnostic Waves. That was a track by the whole CD of the planets, and that's Venus, the track. So I'm joined with Carly Samish, Gnostic instructor from Portland, and she's helping us understand the astrological sign of Libra. Thank you, Carly.
So Libra, it's the seventh sign of the zodiac, and it's that midpoint of the zodiac when we start to move from being oriented or concerned with, on some level, the self. All the signs before that are sort of oriented towards either like the self or the possessions or the immediate environment or the family. And then in Libra, It's such a sign that is really oriented towards the other person, like the other person that is out there that we are facing and in relationship with in some form or another. And we all have this, it could be a significant other, it could be a business partner, just someone that we know, we spend time with. And even under this archetype of kind of the other that Libra is engaging with can be like an enemy. And that might seem sort of weird, but there's always that like very special relationship with, even with like a superhero and like their arch nemesis. There's just that very interesting dynamic, and it's always a mirror. So in Libra, it's like we finally look out and we have that the other person to be the mirror to be able to learn about ourselves, which is very important. And learning about another person's point of view. And this can be, so again, this can be in relationships, but it can also be in law and politics. So we have those kind of polemics, with politics of the different parties and platforms and ideals. And ideally, I guess that would be a learning opportunity for both parties, although I don't think it's exactly that way. I think people are sort of one-sided, but yeah, and you see it in law. So the two parties coming in, and the lawyers are each stating their case, and the scales of justice are there to determine what is just. The scales of justice are, or we can see that statue of justice, and she's holding the scales and she has the blindfold on. So saying that justice is blind, it should be totally objective. And that's something that Libra is really interested in, it's really oriented towards, and a lot of times people with that Libra influence, the sun sign Libra or the strong Libra influence, like really want to be objective. They don't want to feel like their emotions are making them make decisions, or they're making like a rash choice or something. They want to feel like they can see both sides and understand both sides of an argument or a problem, and then and then decide. And sometimes that can sort of play out in like indecision. That's sometimes a characteristic of Libras, to just be like not be able to decide because you can see both sides. But it can also be really valuable. Like often Libra is a sign that's associated with lawyers, just because they're so good at being able to see both sides of the things, and then in their professional capacity, they're fighting for one side, but they can see both sides, which is very important. I heard kind of a funny thing one time that Libras are called the polite Aries, because they sometimes can actually be really one-sided, but they have that Venus influence, so they're really polite about it, but they still have like their sort of opinion, which is kind of funny. So but yeah, but seeing sides, whether it's one side or both sides, it's something that Libra does. Not every sign necessarily is so concerned about kind of like what's right or who's wrong or the two sides of something. So yeah, so I think I talked a little bit about how the scales are the sign of Libra, and it's the only sign that is represented by a mechanical object, which is, not an animal or a person. So again, it's really about like Libra just wants that objectivity, it wants clarity, and it doesn't want to be swayed by animal passions or human passions. It just wants harmony and justice. And that's also the Libra influence, or I'm sorry, the Venus influence. The planet Venus rules Libra, and it radiates a vibration of harmony. It's an absolutely beautiful planet. The what's the word? The orbit that it makes in the sky, when you track it over time, it actually makes a flower pattern, like a beautiful flower pattern. So everything about Venus is just elegant, sweet, beautiful. It imbues the Libra native with often like an artistic touch, or just an ability to be very diplomatic, social, just making people feel at home and comfortable, and just adds this real like loveliness and not sort of harshness or something that can be there sometimes with the other signs. Although again, as an air sign, Libra does have that orientation to want to have to be intellectual, or to have the intelligence kind of run things maybe more than just the gut instincts or the material considerations. So it has a little bit of that detachment, and sometimes there can be just that justice is served under Libra, and sometimes it feels kind of cold. but it's not a particularly cold sign. I don't feel like I think the Venus really adds that flavor of just of harmony and harmony between people and the orientation to want to understand people and to be with people and listen to them and learn from them and really valuing other people as that mirror. And of course, when we are in studying the Gnostic teachings or the spiritual teachings, listening to this radio show and trying to delve more and to understand the philosophy and psychology, we know how incredibly valuable it is to see life and the other people in our life as a mirror to understand our own psychology. And we can start to see how much we kind of put things on other people, especially the things we don't like upon ours, but like about ourselves. So all of a sudden, everybody seems like they're this particular way of being that is inside of ourselves that we may not like. And so Libra can help us remember that the external world is that mirror that really it's quite a useful key to live life in a way that we can see other people in ourselves and ourselves in other people, and we can start to have that virtue or that value of real compassion and really being able to be in relationship with people in a way that is just very present and seeing people for what they are because we know ourselves and we know what we are. So yeah, this theme of self and others, we can also see it in the polar opposite sign. I like sometimes to learn about a particular zodiac sign by looking at its polar opposite. So the opposite sign of Libra is Aries, which is a fire sign. It's ruled by Mars, and it's just very direct, and it has to do with wars and just ambition and self-determination. And so it's always an interesting dynamic with Libra, kind of just wanting things to be balanced and accommodating and ruled by Venus and wanting things to be lovely and peaceful, and Aries just warlike, self-directed, selfish, decisive, and that's sort of like the fundamental polarity within the zodiac, self and others. And again, if we're starting to look at this through a little bit of a spiritual lens or a self-work type of lens that we use in Gnosis, the using life as the school to revolutionize our psychology, then we know how really important this is to know ourselves and to know others.
Does that mean that Librans or any sign, polar opposite, they can learn something or need to learn something from that sign?
Definitely. Yeah, the I've been studying the polarities a little bit, and it's always really interesting, partially because each polarity always shares the same planetary polarity. So sign ruled by Mars is always opposed by a sign ruled by Venus. And then we can look at mythology and we can see that relationship between Venus and Mars. And a sign ruled by Jupiter is always opposed by a sign ruled by Mercury. And they seem like they're just complete opposites, but there's like this key lesson that can be learned by looking at the balance in between. So if we're looking at a sign ruled by Jupiter, Jupiter is just it's expansive, it's Zeus, the father of the gods. It's like the just like very magnanimous, has this like huge scope of seeing the big picture. It's always just a big picture type of sign. And I have a lot of the Jupiter influence personally, and so I love the big picture thing. And it's opposed by Mercury, which is like logic, details, just being like really like asking questions like, really? Is it really like that? Is it really like that? And it kind of drives Jupiter crazy because I'm like, no, I just like I see the big picture and the Mercury is like asking those questions. And then Mercury can kind of get stuck in like in just the mind or just the logic and just, maybe even skepticism, things like that. And so the Jupiter brings that bigger picture. So I think the polarities are very interesting.
So, Carly, in the other zodiacal shows I've done, I've talked a bit about the organs that rule or are governed by the specific sign. So, could you tell us what parts of the body Libra corresponds to?
Yeah, so Libra corresponds to the kidney organs, and So not only is this about in the midway point of the body, so if we start at Aries in the head and end at Pisces in the feet, the kidneys are right there in the low back, and right at sort of the center of the body in that sense. And then they also there's two of them on each side, and Libra has that dual nature, the two aspects of it of balance and so we have the two kidneys. And also the kidneys are responsible for the water metabolism and the water balance within our body. So when we have kidney problems, then we're not processing the water properly, and we can have problems like edema, like the water not processing through, not passing. And so it has that balance with the different hormones and balancing kind of like salt and water and the osmosis and how water passes through the cells. So it definitely has to do with a really important aspect of balance in the body.
And in Chinese medicine or Oriental medicine, the kidneys have a lot to do with our vital creative energies.
Yes, that's the kidneys are very important in Chinese medicine. Yes, yeah, so in the Western medicine, they're more just looking at the physical organs, and certainly the water balance is very important. But in Chinese medicine, the kidneys being situated down in the low back are considered the root of all the energy or the qi for the whole body, and they give the they're the root of yeah, it's called the jing, which we know as like the sexual energy or the vital energy. And that gives the qi, it transforms into qi to be able to give life to the other organs and functionality to the other organs. And also the kidneys are related to the water element in the Chinese medicine system. But they also have what's called a ministerial fire in the very center of the water. And this is something that's a little bit more esoteric. So we have that actual the like the waters, the substance that can be transformed into the qi, or like we say, like steam, like when we talk about transmuting the sexual energy, and also the actual fire that's almost like a pilot light for the heart fire. And so I'm using these elemental terms, and it's a little bit different than the elements that we talk about in the zodiac, but yeah, it's the kidneys are very important in Chinese medicine, so it's good to remember that, definitely.
Sounds like there is an alchemical process that happens even within the kidneys themselves with the fire and the water.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, interesting stuff. Let's go to our second music break, and you've chosen a track. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I've chosen a track from it's a group from an area of the world near Mongolia called Tuva, a small country, and it's a very special kind of singing called Tuvan throat singing. And honestly, I chose it because I just had the opportunity to see this group. They actually came all the way from Tuva to Portland, and it was a really wonderful opportunity. So I chose the track because they're able to do a very particular kind of vocal style where they sing multiple tones. It's called throat singing, but I don't think it's just through the throat. I'm not really sure how they do it. And they also play instruments that are native to that area of the world. And I was just so impressed because I feel like because of their geographical isolation, and the kind of these remote plains in Central Asia, they were able to stay, their culture was able to stay relatively intact. I mean, they got oppressed at different times during like Russian occupation and things like that, but a lot of their music and their culture and their instruments and their way of living was preserved, and that's something that's pretty rare these days. So it was just really special to be able to appreciate this kind of music that at first listen might seem like disharmonious, like dissonant or strange, but it's just so beautiful. And yeah, I just really enjoy it, so I hope you all enjoy it too.
Thank you. We are going from the first track of having Venus, the bringer of peace, to the very deep voices of the Tuvan singing. So, all right, we'll be back after this short break for the meditation practice. And we're back on the Gnostic Waves, the show tonight on the zodiacal sign of Libra. And Carly Samish, instructor from Portland, Oregon, is going to be leading us into tonight's meditation practice. So I leave the audience with you, Carly.
Okay, everyone. So we'll start with the meditation practice. And I know that people listening to the program may be in a space that's where you can sit down and close the eyes and do a practice in the moment, or you may not quite be able to do that. Maybe you're driving or at work or something. So I'll just walk you through, first of all, an actual movement-based practice from Master Samael's book, Zodiacal Course. And if you can't actually do it, if you're not in a position to be able to stand up and do it, then you can just relax and just use your imagination. You can imagine doing the exercise. And then we'll have just a seated practice and a little bit of a reflection. Okay, so if you can, go ahead and stand up, and I'll just read the exercise how it's written in Zodiacal Course. Stand with your feet firm and arms extended to the side in the form of a cross or scale. So that's always nice. We can imagine that we are embodying the scales of Libra. And then move, inclining the waist 7 times to the right and 7 times towards the left, with the intention that all your energies become balanced in the kidneys. So we can go ahead and with our arms extended, move 7 times to the right. And then 7 times to the left. Take a moment and take a breath, and we can slowly lower the arms. A moment too, just in this position, just to feel the kidneys, at least feel the area where they are in the low back, and kind of the small of the back and the curve there, just under the bottom of the ribs. Okay, we can find ourselves in the seated position for a little meditation. So find yourself in a position where you can sit relatively upright, so we can maintain that intention of alertness and staying awake, but we can also relax the body. Meditation is just that artful sense of balancing relaxation and concentration. Especially in the beginning, finding that balance. And so our posture is very helpful for that. Find that balance where we can allow our spine to be upright and let our muscles relax within that structure of uprightness. Start by taking a nice deep breath. Imagine you're breathing in all the way into the kidneys, feeling this important organ with the vital energy, exhaling through the nose, relaxing. Take another nice deep breath. Bring vital light and force into the kidneys. Exhaling, letting out any impurities, tension. One more time, a nice deep breath, bringing love into the kidneys. And exhaling, letting go of any darkness, any tension. Now just breathe naturally. Watching the breath, really feeling the inhale and the exhale without changing the breath at all, without forcing anything. Just observing, even if it's very subtle, the chest or the abdomen expanding a little bit to receive the vital air, this vital air element. And on the exhale, we let it go. Have that moment of just surrendering, trusting that we can let the air go. And at exactly the right moment, body will receive another inhale, vital air. And the exhale will come, just breathing at your own pace. Just watching this balance of receiving the air and the inhale. Letting go all the impurities, the waste products of our body, exhaling out all on its own. Start to appreciate that the body is breathing without our interference. There's just that innate intelligence within the body to breathe, to find homeostasis in so many levels. And just as we relax here, our kidneys are working, metabolize the water. Constant balance with the fluids in our cells. Our heart is working to move the blood. All the different mechanisms of our body. So when we're just being still in the moment, still a certain level of activity. We don't have to try to change it or control it. Just be with it and just notice it and appreciate it. So in this time of Libra, we have that balance of light and darkness, and the length of the days and the nights. Maybe depending on where we live, the balance of the cold and the warm weather. So we just take a pause during this time of change. We can let go of observing the breath, but still just feeling very centered in our bodies. We can start to notice the two sides of our bodies, left and right. Just observing our body as a whole. Notice if there's any imbalances, any tension on one side or the other. Maybe it's easier to feel the sensations in one limb on one side than the other. So just by being present, feeling the totality of the body right now, the whole body be relaxed. Finding that balance left to right. So during this season of Libra, and anytime really, when we start to feel just not in balance, like overwhelmed or pushed too much to one side of something, always come back to the body to feel centered and to be in that fulcrum of the scales. Breath is that marvelous tool to bring us inwards, also just to appreciate that natural cycle of life, of light and dark, profit and loss, pleasure, pain, just by receiving the inhale and really surrendering to the exhale, and that rhythm. So we can finish the practice with the mantra Om three times, which is a beautiful mantra, harmonizing, simple, perfect for this time to honor Venus and to help us to just bring some beauty and elegance into our lives at any time. So we can take a breath. Finish the practice and open the eyes. Carry on.
Thank you very much, Carly, for that lovely talk and practice.
You're most welcome.
Feeling a little bit more balanced now, which is always nice, at least for the moment.
Wonderful. Good.
All right. And thank you to all our regular listeners, whether that's live or through the pre-recording, which I put on the website, gnosticwaves.com. That's GnosticWaves.com. And I look forward to your company next week.